Most people are not lazy or broken. They're overwhelmed and avoiding starting. I built the Everyday Calm app to make starting feel possible. Short lessons, simple practices, real relief. No big commitment, just tiny actions that actually move the needle. Get it at studio.com/Rebecca.
In this mini episode, you'll discover one simple question that stops a rumination spiral before it takes over your entire day. Welcome to Takeout Therapy Mini Session. I'm Rebecca Hunter, therapist, anxiety expert, and a big fan of short, powerful mindset shifts. Each week, I share one therapy-informed insight to help you handle life with a little more calm, clarity, and maybe even some self-compassion. Find more tools anytime at takeouttherapy.com. Well, hello there, friend. I'm so glad you showed up for today's mini session. Today, I'm going to teach you why rumination sneaks in so darn fast. One grounding question that shifts you right out of your spiral, and how to use it anytime, anywhere. You know, I like easy tools, and I try to equip you with things that you can just put in your pocket and use when you need them. Overthinkers need a lot of these kind of tools. We need quick interruptions, not big strategies. I think the biggest frustration with people is they think they need some big process or some healing process, or like there's something wrong with them because they overthink a lot. And it's not really like that, actually. If you can just meet up with yourself in the moment that you're overthinking and intervene, and you have to do it a million times. That's how rewiring the brain works. But if you can just show up in the moment and interrupt, it's very, very effective in training your brain to stop overthinking. So here is a question that I ask myself a lot when I'm overthinking. I am trained in mindfulness and self-compassion. And so most of the stuff that I teach you guys is really kind. It's helping you to be in relationship with yourself, but it's also very direct. Meaning we really want to get in there cognitively and create a shifts. And all of the tools that I give you on this podcast will always help you come towards yourself in that relationship. And so when we get into a pickle such as rumination, which is kind of a pickle because it's hard to get out of, we want to turn towards ourselves in that relationship and just ask a simple question. And that question is, what do I actually need right now? It's like when you were a kid and you were struggling, wouldn't it have been nice if an adult had turned to you and said, what is it you need, sweetheart? Yeah, that's what we do in our own personal growth work. We call this reparenting because what we're doing is we're providing that voice for ourselves that we need in order to come back into the present moment. Asking ourselves, what do I need right now, works really, really well because it interrupts the mental loop. It pulls your attention into the present moment, into your body, into your being, and it shifts your nervous system from this kind of frenzied state to just being caring and kind and empathic, right? You'll be surprised at what the answer to your question is. And it's important to answer the question from you, right? What do I actually need right now? Well, I need the world to calm down. Well, I need that lady to get out of my way. No. That's not what I mean. Focus on you. What do you need to do for yourself right now? Perhaps you need to take a break or take a walk, right? Perhaps you need a little bit of reassurance that everything's going to be okay. Is that something you can provide to yourself? Maybe you need more information. Maybe you got to go to somebody and have a conversation or look some stuff up that you don't understand. Maybe you need rest. Oftentimes when we're really tired, the brain does a lot of rumination. It's like a default position that's super annoying, in my opinion. You might need to just walk away from the thought, right? Because rumination and spirals happen when the mind or the body need something and they don't get it. So this question will give you very quick clarity. Now, you might not like the answer, because when we ask ourselves, what do you need, friend? Sometimes what we need isn't built into our schedule. And I would encourage you to give more time in this relationship with yourself, so that if what you need is a walk around the block, then you just go and do that. A need is a need is a need. If what you need is reassurance or information or whatever, give that to yourself. Make time for you and your relationship with yourself. That's the opportunity that I'm giving you here when we discern the difference between productive thinking and rumination. And we realize that rumination's happening, self-care is definitely needed every single day, every single time, right? This work is all about rewiring the brain, training the brain to act like we want it to act, not just go off willy-nilly and do whatever it wants. So sometimes this means that people need a little bit more support breaking these overthinking habits, which is exactly why I created an app. My Everyday Calm app is a daily support system that gives you short lessons and tools that make these kinds of shifts so much easier. You don't have to figure out what to do on the fly. You just let the app help you figure out what to do. You tell it, I'm overthinking, and it's like, okay, this is what you need to do. I gave this app 7 therapy modalities to work with. I'm pretty sure it can help you with your overthinking. Regardless, start asking this really important question. What do I actually need right now? And I think that you will see a shift. Most importantly, until I see you next time, be really kind to yourself, friend. Thanks so much for spending a little time with me today. I do appreciate you being here and doing your personal growth work. And as always, while Take Out Therapy is a great educational resource, get the level of support that you need for your situation. Head to takeouttherapy.com to check out my resources. You can schedule a session with me right on my site. Until next episode, take really good care of yourself, friend.
If you're waiting to feel motivated before you take care of your mental health, you're going to be waiting a long time. Feeling better comes from action, not vibes. The Everyday Calm app gives you short, doable tools that actually calm your nervous system. No journaling marathons, no toxic positivity, just real support, one small step at a time. Get it at studio.com/Rebecca.